Please pray with me. Father, thank you that you're faithful to be with us this day. Thank you that you promise that your word that goes out will not return void, but that it will accomplish everything that you purpose. So I pray that by your grace, your word would be faithfully preached and faithfully heard this day in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1996, the number one pop song in the country was, "What If God Was One of Us?" I can hardly say that without thinking of the tune. What if God was one of us? It goes on to ask the questions, if he had a name, would we know it? If God was one of us, if we met him on a bus, would we recognize him? Would we be going in the same direction? If he was a slob like one of us, would we know it? And so the song sort of ends with a question, what if? But it's asking a deeper question. It's asking the question, show me a God who would leave his home in heaven and dive into our human condition. Show me a God like that. Show me a God who would live on the earth and experience the things that we experience, live and die as one of us, who would struggle, who would be tempted as we are, yet without sin, who would invest himself in the human condition, who would eat and drink and talk and all the things that we do. Show me a God like that. And the gospel story today of Mary answers the question. The Bible's way of saying, that's our God. That's our God. Mary is God's way of saying, that's our God. It's the greatest story ever told, and it was announced by two women, Elizabeth and Mary. The Holy Spirit showed them the truth, opened their eyes to see the truth of who Jesus really is. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the scriptures say, the baby inside of her leaped with joy, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she knew that what was happening here had enormous eternal consequences. And Mary, hearing Elizabeth's song, has a similar response. Now she's convinced of what the angel had told her. The angel had said to her, you will conceive and bear a son, and his name will be Jesus, and he'll be the Savior of the world. He'll be God incarnate. He'll be God with us. The angel had told her, you will be great. He will be great, and he'll be called the Son of the Most High. And I will give him the throne of his servant David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. There will be no end of his kingdom, the baby inside of you, Mary. And now, with Elizabeth's song, her eyes are open to see this is the God we've been waiting for. This is the God we want. It's a God who we can relate to and identify with. And then Mary sings the song, the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. How much Mary and Elizabeth fully comprehended what was about to happen and what was happening in their midst, there's no way of really knowing, is there? But they witnessed to the fact that God was with them in Jesus, in this baby, in a very unique, important, earth-shattering, eternal way. Elizabeth calls Mary the mother of my Lord. And Mary says that he will be mighty, he will be the Holy One, holy is his name, he will feed the hungry, he will bring mercy for every generation. He will be the help of Israel, and he spoke to Abraham, it says in the Magnificat. This is the Eternal One who dared to leave his home in heaven to come to be born for us invest himself in this life, in this world, into our lives in a way that we can relate to and understand and identify with. Only the God of the Bible invested himself in this way, in this world. Philip Yancey says, it was a daring raid into enemy territory. The infinite became finite in Jesus, the baby inside of Mary's womb. The immortal became mortal, and the creator of the universe became a single cell. Tim Keller puts it this way. He says, God became breakable in Jesus, utterly fragile, someone you can hurt in order to get us back to God. That's what God would do to reach us. Sedulius, the 5th century Christian poet, puts it this way. He says, God descends, the world's maker, made himself obey the law of birth. The unmarried virgin looks with wonder at her swollen womb and sees she is bearing her own creator. And St. Paul puts it this way in his letter to the Philippians. He says, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in human likeness. He had emptied himself to become our servant, and then emptied himself further to death upon the cross, so that we might be saved, and so that every knee would bow to this baby, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To think that this baby stooped to wash a calloused, stinky feet of his friends, to think that this baby would ultimately give himself to utter humiliation of death on the cross. A baby, it's such a great cover for God. It's so unlikely. It's so unpredictable. Who would expect a Savior to look like this, except everyone who wants a God we could relate to, a God that we can identify with, a God that we can know and love? Meister Eckhart was a 12th century German mystic, and probably a heretic, but he died before they could arrest him and put him away. But he said it in this way. He says, there was a husband and a wife, and then the wife suffered the misfortune of losing her eye. And she was very much distressed. And her husband came to her and said, why are you so distressed? And she said to him, I'm not distressed in losing my eye. I'm distressed at the thought that you will love me less. And the husband said, oh, I love you. And not long after that, the husband gouged his own eye out and came to his wife. And she said, why did you do that? And he said, to prove I love you, I made myself like you. And now I too have one eye. And so the question that's raised in the 1996 pop song, What If God Was One of Us, is answered in the gospel lesson today. Mary shows us the answer. It's the Bible's way of saying, that's our God. We can identify with him, we can know him, and we can love him because he reached down to our level in a way that we can understand and relate to and enter into relationship with. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.